A farm economist says the severe storm earlier this week was so big it could affect the entire farm economy. The storm was a fast-moving, straight-line windstorm. Meteorologists call it a derecho. It started in the Dakotas on Monday. Then it picked up speed and blew all the way to Ohio. Wind speeds reached about 100 miles an hour. Farm fields were flattened. Kevin McNew is the chief economist for the Farmers Business Network. He says the storm could take a sizable chunk out of the harvest. The reduced supply could drive prices higher for farmers who escaped the destruction.
Our estimates are, you know, we could see 20 to 30 cents higher on corn, if the impact is as severe as kind of publicized right now.
McNew says there's another factor at play. He says the storm wrecked lots of grain bins and elevators. That could drive prices down if there aren't enough places to store grain. Southeastern South Dakota was hit with 70-mile-an-hour winds and 2-inch hail. Iowa may have been hit the hardest. The governor there says the storm damaged more than 15,000 square miles of farm fields. Some look like they were flattened by a steamroller. McNew says the storm is unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in this business for, 30 years as an analyst and growing up on a farm as a kid. So I don't remember anything of this kind of event that is this big a magnitude. I mean, it is, 700 miles long and, very wide. So, we're sort of scrambling as an industry to figure out just how big was it and what was the impact.
The U.S. Ag Department says nearly 20% of the nation's corn crop comes from Iowa. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.